I think that, we are here in Australia talking to people, different region, different varieties, but it's really amazing that basically we are facing all the same problems. And it's nice having a discussion with all the colleagues and trying to compare all the different solutions.
Some of those common problems, what are they? What have you noticed is similar to maybe Australia and Italy?
Oh, yeah. For example, the issue of having problems very much related to the global warming, so overheating of grapes, sunburn, poor color due to overheating again, fast ripening. Those are very common problems for all the viticulture, which actually is located in warm or hot environments. Then we are all looking, for example, for new rootstocks, for resistant varieties to diseases. And there is also a surge of interest in what we call precision viticulture, which might have very nice applications, actually.
What are you seeing in terms of the number of grapes that are being produced? Have you had the same problems in terms of oversupply in recent years?
No, I would say luckily no, because actually in Italy right now, due to a couple of major changes which have been that the total acreage has decreased by more than one-third over the last 30 years, and also the wine consumption per head in Italy is now down to 37 liters per head per year. And just to give you an idea, 30 years ago, this figure was up to 100 liters. But at that point in Italy, really, we do have cases where we do not have enough grapes for a given wine. We do have the case of the Prosecco wine, which, is very much sold around the world right now, and we don't have enough grapes.
How do you think then, as a global sort of industry, you tackle those problems?
Well, Neil, the thing is we need to interface with the industry and make them understand that we can provide specific solutions to specific problems. So the approach we like very much is to meet the wine industry, ask them what kind of problems they have, and we want to find the proper solution. So in other words, I'm very far from the theory where you have a recipe and you are trying to apply the same recipe to different cases. This is wrong. I mean, you need to find really a specific solution to specific problems.
What do you mean when you say that?
I don't want to be too polemic on that, but I mean, in many cases, this comes a little bit from the old European viticulture. And so the rule has been for many years, okay, you should have a vineyard which is planted with many, many vines per hectare, so high density, low crop, and so on. Well, I think this can be good for some cases, but in other cases you have to change. You have to go probably the opposite. So we really need more flexibility and less rule of thumbs in this kind of approach.